Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next installment of 10 Minutes with AY. I am your host, AY, and we have a lot to get to today. But first, a word from our sponsor. Yes, I have a sponsor. So all you people who would sponsor, I have sponsors now. Where do you get your Judaica? You're probably busy schlepping into stores. If you can go into a store or if it's closed, you can't. So you probably need a place where you can just order your Judaica. Buy the book Judaica and Gifts. First of all, they guarantee the lowest prices. The lowest prices. You won't find lower. But if you do find lower, they'll match it. They have Judaica gifts, books, Sfarim, music, and more. Free delivery to the Brooklyn Five Towns, Far Rockaway, and Lakewood. They're based out of the Five Towns. So the tri-state area, fast delivery, free delivery. They'll deliver anywhere across the country. It might take an extra day because you're not in the tri-state area. They'll guarantee the lowest prices. Let's say you find tzitzit for $15 in your local place, right? You could tell them, look, I found tzitzit for $15, and they'll be like, okay, and they'll match it. But you won't even find that because they're already the lowest prices. Check them. You can add them on WhatsApp, 516-916-BOOK. That's 516-916-2665. Send them a text, send them a WhatsApp, tell them to add you so you can get their latest deals. They always have some interesting deals based on the Parsha, different sales, orders at buythebookjudaica.com. Send them what you need. Follow them on Instagram, buythebookjudaica, for all the latest. They have everything Judaica. Check them out. Give them a call. Tell them that AY sent you. Okay. One thing I wanted to get to today, this I've been thinking about. I've always wondered, you know, singers put out albums, right? The big singers, they put out albums. They have like 10 songs on it. So do they know that like 7 of those songs will just not go anywhere? It's not that they flop. It's just that they're filler songs. Like they fill up the album. Like even the best singers do it. So I'm not specifically knocking one singer. Like everyone's got 10 songs, 11 songs. And then, you know, so my question to them is, why don't they just take songs like that didn't work from like 10 years ago and just drop them back into the album? No one would notice. Why do you still have to keep coming up with like new songs? There's no point. We're not, you know, come on. Do you think singers go into an album going like every single one of these is going to be a hit? They know which ones are going to be good and which ones, okay, I'm just going to put this song in here. I mean, I know it's not good, but we just got to fill this up. Or they could find like some Scandinavian song, throw in some Hebrew words, and I don't know. It's not just Jewish singers, but I only know Jewish singers. So, yeah. Another thing, I just got through trying to leasing a car, I think it's like a frum thing we Jews do now. It's we lease cars. I don't know why. I guess it's like the smartest. Is it the smartest way? Like, why do we do it? Is it better than financing a used car? And I guess you get your 3 years. You could get a new car. You could always get a new car. You could look like you're making it in life. Because what is being from? What else is being from other than making it, than showing people that you're making it in life? Like, that's what it's all about. To walk around with your fancy title that you work for, when like really you do nothing, you sit in front of a computer, drive a nice car because you were able to pay minimal amounts because you leased it. But anyways, back to what I'm saying here is that I love when you're driving to the mountains and or anywhere, but usually it's the mountains. You get to really play these kinds of games. You see like which leasing car company like made it big this year. And it's like, oh, wow, it looks like Plaza really had a good year, 1920, you know. I haven't seen any wheels to lease. I think another game I like to play going up is spotting if the car is Jewish or not. So, like, you could tell if a car is Jewish. But then there's, like, that random, is that a toonie, a tuna bike? Is that it might just be a redneck and not a toonie. Is it toonie or redneck? Or is it yeshivish or old white guy, you know? There's these balances. But there's the general, like, there's the general Toyota Camry from Lakewood Auto Sales with a little sticker on the back. And then there's like, obviously, the Honda Odyssey from Plaza Auto Leasing. And then you have all the, the cars in between. All right, guys. You may have seen me do a herring review or two a while back. And in that journey, I discovered the Rebbe's Choice. The Rebbe's Choice herring, delicious herring. Everything they make, every single one I tried is good. Good herring, fresh. Everything is thought of. The pieces, it's all fresh fish. The pieces are small. The container is a clean container. It doesn't get all of your fridge. The oil doesn't leak everywhere. It doesn't get all of your fingers when you open it up. It's easy to open. They have a second brand that's called Litfish, also delicious. It's both the same. It's the Rebbe's Choice, therebbeschoice.com. The Rebbe's Choice. You can order a Kiddush package at therebbeschoice.com. Use code AY10 for 10% off. That's AY and the number 10. And you'll get 10% off your order. Order whatever you want. A Kiddush for your Kiddush club, if people still do that. Just if you're quarantine Kiddush in your own house for your secret friends, whatever you want, get Rebbe's Choice herring, delicious stuff. Trust me, you won't regret it. It's good herring, and I don't think any other company offers this Kiddush package with crackers. They give you assorted herring, everything you need. TheRebbeschoice.com. Check it out. Just try it out. AY10. That's the code. All right, we're headed back to work, which I totally got. Like, I was thrown back to like yeshiva days, where like that shal shudis before the zman starts, where you're like, oh my god, this is the last shal shudis. This is it. Like, you totally get the shal shudis blues, and then like havdalah comes, and you're like thinking like, oh boy, this is gonna be a week. This is gonna be one of those weeks. So yeah, I totally had that going back to work full time. Look, COVID was terrible. It was really bad, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, look, it was a boring routine we were all in, right? The going to work or whatever you do, you know, that routine. And it gets grueling. Like, you forget. It's a pretty grueling routine. And then, like, COVID came and gave us this, like, four-month break of everything normal. So, look, obviously, it's terrible what, you know, people didn't make it and all that. But, I mean, okay, I feel terrible right now. I feel terrible. I'm a horrible person. But anyways, yeah, I totally, going back to work this morning was rough. It was rough. Knowing that you're going back, like, that, totally yeshiva feeling. You know what else is still going on? The hashtag spot the kindness challenge. If any of you follow Simcha Spot on Instagram, which they're like one of the three things I follow, they're still giving donuts to police. Enough, okay? We gave the police the donuts already. We did that a few weeks ago. I know it's a Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. I know you're doing a wonderful thing. But they're doing their job, like they're police. They signed up to be police. Like, let them do their job. If they need our donuts to keep them going, then I don't know. I don't know if we're in the right place. But they're still like, there are people making posters, posing, and pictures, and like, okay, enough. Let the cops do their jobs. Same thing with like, not the same thing, because I'm gonna sound terrible again. But we appreciate all the hospital nurses, all the nurses, first responder. Okay, if you're paid, okay, if you're a volunteer first responder, then I totally 100% agree. I agree with saluting everyone, anyone involved. But the nurses, though, the ones who are getting paid and they have like the day shift, I mean, it's their job. I mean, okay, fine. They are putting themselves at risk. And a lot of people were home and not working. So, okay, fine. We could salute the nurses. Fine. But, like, okay, you guys think I'm terrible. Okay, I just don't make it like you didn't think of these things also. It didn't, like, cross your mind and then you felt terribly guilty. But I appreciate all the first responders, all the heroes. You all did great. I appreciate the police, you guys. I mean, without you guys, we're screwed, and we probably wouldn't get as many tickets. You know what else is happening? The bungalow colonies. Everyone's going back to the mountains. I feel like the mountains have been totally taken over by the Hasidim. We watched this happen. Us, you know, the Litfish. Like, we had our bungalows, we had our things, and then we moved out into the houses. And then the Hasidim started filling up every little place we emptied to go get our houses. And then they decided, you know what, we're also going to do houses. So the Hasidim have taken over all the bungalow colonies. They're everywhere. They have totally mastered the mountains. And we're just falling behind. They're everywhere. We're just stuck like in the side. We do our thing still. Like we go to Walmart, but yeah, the country has become majorly Hasidish. This year I'll probably be I don't know why you have to know this, probably be going up less. It's just a very annoying drive. Like we end up sitting in the car for like 3 hours, and there's traffic every time. It's you know, you forget what year to year how annoying that drive was. And let me tell you something, it's annoying. Anyways, that's that. Is it 10 minutes yet? I think so. So that's the show. Make sure, buy the book Judaica, the Rebbe's Choice, my first sponsors. Check them out. Let them know that I sent you. If, you know, just buy the book Judaica, at buy the book Judaica. Call them up. I forgot the number. It's here somewhere. Order at buythebookjudaica.com. I don't even remember. It's in the beginning of the podcast. Just go there. Use that. And therebbeschoice.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a good one.